Well, so pleased to have a special guest joining us on the phone here. This is Eric Jawsdahl. And, well, Eric, you got some great festivals coming up down in Swift Current next week here. Why don't you tell us about the Long Days Night Music Festival and the Windscape Kite Festival?
Absolutely. So our Long Days Night Music Festival is coming up in exactly a week now, on the 19th to the 21st. It is a music festival with a bunch of awesome shows with multiple genres over multiple nights. Thursday, we're starting with the Paperboys from D.C., which is more of an Indian Celtic type beat. On Friday, we're having a Western night with Denim Daddies from Alberta and a bunch of other Saskatchewan artists like Wolf Willow. And then on Saturday, we're going to start with our show from Young Friend with Johnny Two Fingers, giving us our more rock and indie. So we're having a really awesome time with the music festival. And of course, youth 15 and under get in free. So if you're looking for a music festival that you can bring your family to, this is absolutely an awesome option. Of course, we also have our Windscape Kite Festival happening on the 21st and the 22nd. And that is our big thing. It's free admission. We have some awesome entertainment and food. We have our kite workshops, kite shows, and public kite flying, as well as some dance and music from New Dance Horizons with a silk dance presentation, as well as Band in the Park from the Saskatchewan Band Association. So there's always going to be something for somebody to do at both of our festivals.
That's so cool. I was going to ask you if there was going to be a kite-making workshop, but there will be one down there, hey?
Absolutely. We actually have multiple kite-making workshops. We have our awesome Legacy Kite Arch Color the Wind kite workshop, where you spend $50 and you can design it yourself and it added to a kite arch, which is a bunch of kites all joined together through a band. And it's really awesome to see up in the sky.
That is so cool. There'll be food trucks or that kind of thing down there? Or what are you guys expecting for food and drink?
Absolutely. We have three different food trucks coming this year. We have Sea-Doo's Rolling Kitchen, which is going to be your burgers, your fries, your poutines. Then we also have our Booster Juice option. If it's going to be a hot day, you're definitely going to want some sort of smoothie or something like that. And then, of course, we have a fan favorite, which is Smokes Poutinery. And then, of course, we're also going to be selling our hot dogs, and we'll have our ice cream bike going around. So if you find yourself in need of a sweet treat, you're definitely going to be having a lot of options.
Right on. Now, why don't you tell us where this is all happening here, Eric?
Yeah, this is happening at the Windscape Kite Field in Swift Current. It's a little hard to get to. Maybe if you don't know exactly where you're going, but we've got you covered. If you head to our social media, Windscape Kite Festival, or to our website at windscapekitefestival.ca, you can find all your information on how to get there.
Right on. That's the Long Days Night Music Festival and Windscape Kite Festival coming up June 19th to the 21st in Swift Current. Eric, is there anything we missed today?
We do have a promotion going on right now called the Golden Kite. We have three different banners hidden around Saskatchewan. So if you head to our socials, again, looking for Windscape Kite Festival, if you take a selfie with any of those banners and send it to us, you'll be entered to win an awesome prize package, especially great for out-of-town guests, which includes a hotel stay, swag from the fest, and maybe even some free tickets. So head on to our socials if you want to maybe win some free tickets.
There you go. That's exciting. Eric, best of luck with everything next week.
Thank you so much.